Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for giving me the floor. I am the president of the Research Center on Human Rights. And we are in charge of putting together an anti-discrimination program in Cameroon. We were at the last session, the fifth session, and it is with great pleasure that we find ourselves here today again, and I would like to congratulate you on your election. And as to the substance of the discussion, we would like to reiterate our full support to the idea of considering a international regulatory framework registering private military security companies. We believe that having specific regulations in a multilateral context will further strengthen the need to be more efficient and more responsible vis-a-vis these actors. So we should urge delegation to continue to stand against this trend. And to withdraw the opinions that are an obstacle for our progress. In the meantime, in Cameroon, on December 14th, 2016, we adopted a new law . It was adopted and then passed by the head of state, and it was about the distribution of weapons in Cameroonian territory. I will provide the Secretariat with a notice on this law, which stands as a step forward in our local regulations. Unfortunately, we did not receive the document early enough so as to examine it from beginning to end. But I, as I said, will submit to the Secretariat our perspective on this issue. And lastly, to conclude, Chair, we continue to strive to ensure that the local perspective, which we expressed and opposed during the last session, particularly in the African context, where we try to see to what extent we can find people willing to engage in a discussion for a regulatory framework for PMSCs in the African region. We will continue our consultations for a new meeting, and this is something we proposed last time. We would like to continue consulting, as I said, and I will try to approach certain African delegations as well as other African partners working in our continent so as to move forward together. I will submit our conclusions to the Secretariat and conclude my statement here. Chair, once again, thank you for giving me the floor, and I wish you a successful tenure. I believe that I have concluded my statements. Oh, but I did forget to say one thing, and that is that the Montreux documents need to be understood as United Nations documents. We did not receive a legacy of documents from X or Y or Z outside of the United Nations framework. These are our documents, and the United Nations has a mandate, the United Nations has a mission in a very well-defined multilateral framework. And the delegations that might look at the document should refrain from trying to foist them upon us automatically. Thank you.